I'd like to do this and for Michael, who's been on the sound knobs and wheels, buddy. We appreciate the good job. Thank you a whole bunch. And you know, when you sit down to play an acoustic guitar, it ain't everybody, ain't all the sound men, Michael, that realize that the sound man is half of the show, and the performers are the other half. Of course, the audiences make it all possible, you know. Before I do this here Tennessee Stud song for Michael, I think I ought to tell one little tale here of some kind. No, I better not tell that neither, Michael. We might have some sensitive people about religion in the house. But, by golly, I'll tell one on the Baptist. I grew up as a Baptist. I was raised in the Baptist church, so I guess I can get away with this. A Methodist and Baptist preacher lived at either end of a little community, and they were young and strong, and on beautiful Sundays, they liked to ride a big old bicycle. Each one had one big old 28-inch Firestones, you know, and they'd ride him to church every Sunday morning. And down the road, just singing, whistling along. One day, that Methodist boy was zipping along on that bicycle. He met the Baptist preacher walking. And he slid up to him and stopped, and he said, "Brother, where's that bicycle this pretty morning?" He said, "Kind of surprised to see you walking." He says, "Well, you know, I really don't know where it is," he said. "If I didn't leave it somewhere and forget what I done with it, somebody's took it, I guess." "Oh," he said, "you didn't forget where you left that bike. Somebody's took it." He said, "Let's preach a good sermon this morning on the Ten Commandments. And when we get down there where it says, 'Thou shalt not steal,' we'll dwell long and loud. And whoever got that bicycle is going to get feeling awful guilty about it, and he'll fetch it back. Probably somebody either in my congregation or yours got it." By that time, something was bothering that Baptist fellow's mind, but he sort of half-heartedly agreed to the matter. Excuse me. And the next Sunday, the Methodist met him. He had his bicycle. He slid up to him and stopped, and he says, "Well, I see one of our sermons paid off, brother." And the Baptist boy looked about like a sheep-killing dog and dropped his head. He says, "Yeah, it was mine, and it ain't like you think it is." He says, "I've got a confession to make. When I got down there in the good book to where it says, 'Covet not thy neighbor's wife,' I remembered where I left my bicycle." Yes, 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 yes. It's like I heard this preacher today talking about them fellas with one foot in the world and one in the church.